Hello, and good morning to all you radio listeners. Thank you for tuning in to 95.1 WJRB on this 24th of July, 2022. Folks, my name is Joe Warren. I am the pastor of a church, Church of Change Headquarters. Church of Change Headquarters was started in 2020 by the instructions of God. I'll talk about more about that later. What I need to do is I need to ask your radio listeners to please give me 100% of your undivided attention. You know, if you're driving, naturally, we can repost this. Don't try to write anything down. Ladies and gentlemen, what you're going to learn here is a matter of life or death, meaning that there's many that are walking this planet, living life, and there's many walking around living death. You don't want that. So what I want to do is reread what I said last week before we get started, for those that missed last week. I was sealed by God on January 11th, 2020. What does sealed mean? I was authorized and endorsed by God to convey, endorse the words of God. What it means is I'm basically chosen me as a messenger of God to convey the spiritual education that humanity needs in order to survive the wrath of Satan. Folks, Satan have a stronghold on the throne of the earth. What we're seeing, everything that we're experiencing is Satan manufactured, Satan manifested situations. Folks, I was manifested for these days and times to convey the guidance and instructions, the knowledge and wisdom that God's vessels need in order to take Satan down. Folks, last week's sermon was a spiritual being on a spiritual journey versus a human being on a human journey. Which one are you? Are you a spiritual being on a spiritual journey or a human being on a human journey? Folks, we are vessels of God, not vessels of man. And all this was supported with scripture, but what we're going to do is just remember, as I said, I was sealed by God on the 11th of January, 2020. A spiritual connection was established. John 4:24, God is a spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, you will learn how to connect to the Spirit of God here at Church of Change Headquarters. And also, you will begin to receive your guidance, your instructions, and purpose of this life, along with knowledge, wisdom, and intelligence from the Spirit of God to the Spirit of Jesus that dwells in you to your spirit. Folks, you'll start to hear the echoes of the heavens, no longer the echoes of the earth. When a man or woman receives the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God, the very spirit and mind of the immortal God is injected into him or her. And I said, ladies and gentlemen, we have one of God's vessels crashing every 45 seconds. That means that's a suicide. That means that one of God's vessels is instructed to self-destruct every 45 seconds, and that needs to stop. Here at Church Change Headquarters, we're going to take Satan down, and you're going to learn how. So what I'd like to do is continue with last week's sermon and then move on to something else. So what I'd like to do is last week we used Corinthians, 2 Corinthians to support spiritual being, spiritual journey, human being, human journey. And what I'd like to do is continue. And what we could do is what we're going to do is we're going to go over 2 Corinthians, the whole chapter. But it will only take a few minutes because of what we went over last week. Now it will make sense to many of you, I hope. And so the goal of Church Change Headquarters is, my goal is to teach you how to understand this Bible, and the words will start speaking to you. What Paul's saying in the first three, in Corinthians 2, is, let's see. Paul is saying that he was not always a spiritual being on a spiritual journey, vessel of God. And when the Holy Spirit of God made the spiritual connection to Paul's spirit through the Spirit of Jesus, what dwelled in him. So then he goes on in 4, and he's saying, my speech is not in which man's wisdom teaches. And in 5, your belief should not be in the wisdom of man, the humans. So when it comes to 6, what I'll do is I'll read 6 to 16, and it'll all make sense. Like, Paul's like perplexed when he's describing this. He's saying, howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. He's getting his guy's instructions and purpose from God, yet not the wisdom of the world. That's the low-level Lucifer stuff. That's the finite. Nor of the princes of this world that came to know. They didn't understand. There's just a few, well, we know how many, that understood. Well, minus one. But we speak, number 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto the glory. He's getting the good stuff from God. And so, like he's saying in 8, which none of the princes of this world knew, for they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of Jesus. If they knew that Jesus was the Son of God, and they could have connected to the Spirit of God through the Spirit of Jesus and what he was trying to teach them. So who knows what the course could have changed. But it is, but in 9, but as it is written, the eye has not seen, nor the ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man. Those folks didn't have the spiritual connection. They didn't know what was in front of them. They hadn't entered the heart. Like the eye, I was blind, but now I can see. So, but God in 10 has revealed them unto us by his spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. That's why we're spiritual beings, ladies and gentlemen. For what man knoweth the things of a man? Man teaching man. Save the spirit of man, which is in him? Question. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man. God can know no flesh or blood of man, none of his, but the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world. The spirit of the world is Satan, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might, meaning might, if you accept your spiritual being, spiritual journey of God, know the things that are freely given to us of God. And in 13, he says, which things also we speak. When I'm speaking, it's not in the words which man's wisdom teaches. No. That's the spirit of Satan, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. God is a spirit. I'm a spiritual being. We're connecting. So that's how that works. In 14, but the natural man, the humans, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, because they're foolishness unto them. It's piloting them. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. They view themselves as different. The eye, the intellect, it's Satan's eye and intellect. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. No human is going to judge God. Or think about it, when Jesus was standing in front of Pilate and he's asking all the questions, For who has known, in 16, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? Me. Now you. You're gonna learn a lot here at Church Change Headquarters. But we have the mind of Christ. So, ladies and gentlemen, what I'd like to do now is continue over to Romans, what we used also to support the human being, human journey, spiritual being, spiritual journey. I said, folks, that there are those who walk the earth living life, and there's those who walk the earth living death. Which one do you want to be? Romans 8:6, for to be carnally is flesh, sensual, spiritual is an immaterial part of man. To be carnally instructed, carnally minded, the minded is instruction. To be carnally instructed is death. That's the low level Lucifer, two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl year after year. You'll be going in circles. But to be spiritually minded, spiritually instructed from God is life and peace. So one receives carnal instructions. Anyway, I don't know that. 15, focus on this. For you have not received the spirit of bondage, again, to fear. Those that receive the spirit of bondage are the ones that are being guided by the spirit of Satan. But you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. You're invited back into the divine spiritual being family. Ladies and gentlemen, when Church of Change Headquarters was launched by the instructions of God, the mission was, 1, regain your divine spiritual being status. 2, introduce the world to the Christ mind. And 3, eliminate suicide. It's saying that you have received the spirit of adoption. God's inviting you back to the spiritual being family. And remember what it said in Isaiah in the Old Testament 55:8-9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the heavens are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So what I'd like to do now is talk about Luke 21:14-15. It says, settle it. Therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries, that's the demonic demons, shall not be able to gainsay or resist. So gainsay is they can't deny, they can't oppose it. They can't dispute it. Resist against oppose, they can't. So I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay or resist. Ladies and gentlemen, the frequency and vibrations of the words of God can snuff out any words of Satan, that they can create the frequencies and vibrations. So, you know, we're going to take Satan down here at Church Change Headquarters. I guarantee you that. I'd like to read a quote by Washington Irving. He was the umpire in all disputes, giving his decisions with an air and tone, admitting of no gainsay or appeal. So, what I'd like to do now, folks, is take a few minutes and tell a little bit about myself, real quick. I was born in East Orange, New Jersey, 1962, a family of five, mother, father, me, and my two brothers. I was brought up Catholic, and I was a four-year Navy corpsman. I got a Bachelor of Science in Nutrition and a Bachelor of Science in Nursing. And I went to Western North Carolina to pick up the piece of paper, although I've been studying the body for over 30 years. And so what I'd like to do is, I was brought up Catholic, if I didn't say that. What I'd like to do is tell you a story. Well, growing up as a kid, my brothers, it was a double-decker church. We used to go up there and tell my parents we were going to go to the second floor. And then, as soon as things got settled, we were slipping out the back. We were down at the Broadway River fishing. Because the masses, the Catholic mass, they last forever, so you had time. But the times that I didn't slip out and go fishing, I remember the priest saying something, "Seek, I'll show you great things," something along those lines. And I asked my father, what did he mean by that? And he had said, well, son, that's not what he said. He said, "Seek." He said, "Read ye books, and I'll show you great things." I thought he was messing with me. Oh, the Bible, read the Bible, 66 books. He says, "No." Cracked open a book he had on Isaac Newton. I'm 10 years old, and he showed me that there's three kinds of folk. There's those that can see how everything works, me. There's those that can see when they're shown, when you're trying to educate them, and there's those that cannot see. And there's many of those folks around. So, ladies and gentlemen, I guess we're the most powerful, I don't know about anymore, half-educated country in the world. We got a fifth grade reading level. Satan has done a number. He's demised us physically, mentally, and spiritually. And here at Church Change Headquarters, you will grow more powerful physically, mentally, and spiritually. And I have the answers we need to take Satan down. And I'm just going to be conveying them every Sunday. So, ladies and gentlemen, what I'd like to do is say that continue what my father was telling me, and he had said what he meant, "Seek and I'll show you, great vessels," like the Newton book, and then he said, you need to read Einstein, Voltaire, Da Vinci, man, Plato, and people think Da Vinci, the painter, no, lots more, and you picked your minds, and that's how God uses to show you great things. See, we're instruments of God, we're spiritual beings on a spiritual journey, we're vessels of God, and God can only help us by working through us. He shows his identity, his characteristics. He shows his love through us. So like with me, with my nutrition knowledge, we're gonna launch vessels. We're gonna take Satan down. So we're all one and we're all connected. And so what I'd like to say too is the cool thing is when you start reading all these things, these from some of God's greatest vessels that were downloaded, unbelievable information for us to seek out and find. The cool thing is that you get a similar experience. I remember my dad explained that. It was kind of like, oh, yeah. And at 10, I didn't have that much of an awakening. But anyway, I got the gist. So, picture Newton. He's standing there, and he's saying, man, that guy just doesn't see what I mean. Even after what I showed him, it's like he's blind to my concepts. And then all of a sudden, it's like it just clicks. And he's like, wait a second. There are those who can see. There are those that can see when they're shown. There's those that just cannot see, he gets all excited. Like Einstein, one I always liked, he wrote, "Or two of the finest attributes of a man is to seek out truth and knowledge, although it is usually voiced most loudly by those who strive for it the least." That's like today with these demonic democratic politicians. It's like they, Clint Eastwood, in one of his movies, he says, he's a legend, all right, legend in their own minds. These people are being guided by the spirit of Satan, and it's time to, take Satan down with the, God's vessels got to launch, and we got a spiritual war going on, ladies and gentlemen. Everything you're witnessing is the, you know, you got the spirit of God against the spirit of Satan right now. It's everything you're seeing is Satan manifested. Like I said, last the first sermon, you know, 2020 was the year Satan picked as a pandemic to get rid of. You know, he's got a vessel going down every 45 seconds. You know, he's trying to take mass quantities down. So that's why, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you have to understand. Well, I'll explain more on that as I go further. But ladies and gentlemen, what I'd like to do now is continue. When I had said, you know, the sermon would be titled, How We Express and Receive Words from God. So what I'd like to do now is say the words we speak, you know, every word has a frequency and a vibration. And when you put words in a sentence and you sing, you've created, you know, you're creating music. And, you know, it's all, we all know that music connects the spiritual world to the material world, or the material world to the spiritual world. And so it's, you know, we all love music, you know, like a newborn baby, you know, you just turn on music, they instantly start dancing. And so the thing is, that's why we play it in church. You know, you had the old, you know, the songs of the spirit. So what I'd like to do is, like musicians out there, you guys are chosen vessels. And that's why they've always trying to mess you up, Satan, with drugs and alcohol, because, you know, back in the 50s with Elvis, they didn't want the below the waist, above the waist, this, that. They, Satan knew, he knew that, you know, the music is the expression of the soul. They were trying to do a, you know, end around saying, oh, it's you know, Satan. No, it's God. The music is God expressing himself, the most beautiful songs in the world. And music is like a barometer of the shape of the world. We'll talk about that in a minute. But ladies and gentlemen, so let's look at some lyrics of a couple of songs. And this just, you know, you're going to like this. Like Bob Dylan, by far the greatest songwriter ever. You know, I heard him say one time, I was on the internet, it was an interview with his face, but his voice was in the background. I said he never wrote a song that wasn't given to him from God. And then he puts out some lyrics and he says, you know, try writing something like that. And, you know, this is beautiful, you know. So like one of his songs is Blowing in the Wind. And he says, yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. So that's so true, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, here at Church of Change headquarters, we're going to balance some body, mind, and souls, open up the pathway to receive your guidance, instructions, and purpose from God. And we're going to start writing some songs. And what we're going to do is we're going to flood the, what we're going to do is balance some body, mind, and souls through nutrition. Like I just said, we'll open up the pathway to receive your guidance, instructions, and purpose from God. And the frequencies and vibrations of the words of God are no match for the frequency and vibrations of the words that Satan can derive. So, ladies and gentlemen, the next great flood will be God flooding the earth with his words. The echoes of the heavens will be no match for the echoes of the earth. And that's how we're going to extinguish Satan. Ladies and gentlemen, the air is full of the spirit of Satan. And we're gonna take Satan down. And this is, and like, let me get back to here real quick. We'll talk about music and how it's indicative of the state of the world. And so it's like, picture back in 1950s. Listen to this song and listen to the frequencies and vibrations. Why must I be a teenager in love? All right, 2020s. I'm a freak. So, what are we looking at? 1950s, a vessel of God was a teenager in love. 2020s, a vessel of God considers herself, I'm a freak. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, God definitely has a stronghold of Satan. And, you know, you got to ask yourself, there's no songs been written worth a hoot in a good while, at least a decade. It's showing Satan's, through his toxins, he's shutting down the connection to God. He's attempting to. It's making it more difficult to understand what God's trying to communicate to us. You know, that's why no good songs have been written. And like U2, Atomic Bomb, there's a song, You Don't Have to Go In Alone. I love that song because it's about a father and a son, and it makes a lot of sense. I appreciate that, Bono. It's a great song. Although I'm a Stones fan, Rolling Stones are my favorite by far. You know, Keith Richards and all. and Jagger and Charlie and Bill and Daryl and Bobby Keys, and I can go on and on. But anyway, Bobby's greatest saxophone player. But anyway, Satan is penetrating the armor of God's vessels with toxins. So what we're going to do is, what I would like to do is just, show you the barometer of the music. You know, we're going to get the music back. We're going to get baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet back. None of this, what do we got? Video games, fungus food coming out. Fungus food, remember that. That's a key player in the future, fungus food. And baseball, apple pie, and then instead of self-driving cars, So it'll be baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet. And ladies and gentlemen, like looking at some lyrics, like Bob Dylan, he wrote once, which I always liked. He says, "We always felt the same way. We just saw it from a different point of view." That's one to roll around. And Lionel Richie, "I want to walk with you. I want to talk to you. I want to do the things you want me to do. I love you, Jesus." So, and this is one that, you really need to listen. Ladies and gentlemen, your compassion for your fellow vessel. If you have compassion for your fellow man, then you got a close connection to God. But if you don't have compassion for your fellow man, you need to stick around Church of Change headquarters. There's sympathy, there's empathy, and there's apathy. So anyway, like the song "Hero," this is like a great song. And what it is she's describing the spirit of Jesus that's in you, and that's it. And Jesus is the hero. She says, "It's a long road, and you face the world alone. No one reaches out a hand for you to hold. You will find love if you search inside yourself, and that emptiness you feel will disappear." Then later on, she says, "So when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong, and you'll finally see the truth that a hero lies in you." That's the spirit of God, of Jesus. So thank you, Mariah Carey. I love you for that. Anyway, it's good stuff, isn't it? Oh yeah, Packy, down at 95.1 WJRB and 97.7 WJUL sister station. Just because Stephen Phillips is a chosen vessel of God, you're the glue down there, and Jeff Batten's the super glue, but you're the glue. And Stephen Phillips, you're the man, but now he's, been a chosen vessel of God. So Stephen, I don't know, about a month ago, you you got that segment 30, about songs, unheard songs that haven't been heard and all. And you played one of your songs, and it was really good. And I really liked it. I'm being serious. And so, you are a vessel of God. So, you stick around Church Change headquarters. We'll get you balanced body, mind, and soul. And like you said, you were talking, I apologize who you were talking to, because I got in the end, it was a country guy, and you said, did you ever have it where you said, "I could have wrote a song like that"? Well, the song you wrote was good. I really liked it. And so there's much more in you. And so that's the thing. And that's what, we're going to launch vessels, and, we're going to communicate with God. We're going to get the words from God, because it's just that simple. And so what I like to do now, ladies and gentlemen, is I like to, let's see. Well, let me just say a few things. Like I said earlier, here at Church Change headquarters, you will receive your guidance, instructions, and purpose from God. You no longer have to be at the mercy of Satan. You'll know what it feels like to be protected from the inside. You'll realize you're not a victim of the world or the universe. You're part of it. And because ladies and gentlemen, a lot of the big players that are supposed to take care of our body, mind, and soul have kind of duped us. Satan's got a stronghold. There's some deep pockets, like I mentioned last week, the golden rule. Those with the gold make the rules. And right now, Satan, is running the government. It's just because, there's many of us just wondering, what is going on? So what you have to understand, like Donald Trump, who's saying, "I don't understand it. I'm making the money and doing this." Well, Donald, it's Satan. it's Satan manufactured circumstances. Satan manifested circumstances, whatever you want to say. It's happening. And they picked 2020 as the year. So ladies and gentlemen, it's time to fight back and take Satan out, because we're vessels of God. We're not vessels of man. like I said last week, God wants me to, God wants me to tell you that he wants to keep his DNA and RNA intact. He told me if folks continue to allow Satan to inject them with this man-made RNA, they'll become vessels of man, not a vessel of God. You don't want that. So if you're getting these shots, stop. My website's got about natural immunity. And, ladies and gentlemen, I listen to the radio. There's a lot of people going on there in these different programs we got. We got all kinds of programs out there. And some of them have guest doctors come on. And they're, they're legends in their own minds because, I've heard people say that, this new virus, A5, whatever, is avoiding natural immunity. Or someone said, come on, man, that's just, you get on my website and look up natural immunity. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been duped big time. There's deep pockets that are funneling this pandemic. So when you choose to be injected, this is what you're doing. I choose to be injected with the instructions of man's wisdom RNA into me and let man's wisdom RNA give my body instructions of how it should respond to a virus. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, don't be duped. Ladies and gentlemen, the nutrition tip today is regarding vitamin D. Vitamin D is very, very, very important. It is also referred to as hormone D. And if vitamin D is low, you will be depressed. Let me repeat that. If your vitamin D is low, you will be depressed. And secondly, your immune system will be very weak. You need enough vitamin D in your bloodstream to activate your killer T cells. They will not be able to activate without vitamin D. Sunshine is the best source. And some seafoods, but Fukushima, the Japanese plant is still, pouring out nuclear fallout. Fukushima is still leaking, so be careful with a lot of seafood. But the way it works, ladies and gentlemen, is how we get vitamin D is through the sun. But this is important. For you black folks, it takes 45 minutes of sun shining on your skin till the cholesterol in your skin convert to vitamin D. A Mexican, about 30 minutes. A white folk, about 10 minutes, 15. But no sunscreen. If you have sunscreen on it, reflect, you'll get zero vitamin D. So for black folks, 45 minutes. Mexicans, 30. White, 15. You get out there, get enough sunshine, and then you can put your sunscreen on. All these nutrition tips, you bounce off your doc. This is for information only. But ladies and gentlemen, I know one thing. In Alaska, there's a high suicide rate. It's dark half the year. People take up to 50,000 IUs and all that. So you need to read on it. Vitamin D is imperative. And, it's been said that when the Black Lives Matter movement started, saying about cops are killing everyone, and I had launched this site back in 2020, but I took it down by the instructions of God because he that speaks the truth will be deemed the worst enemy, and the time wasn't right. But you black folks, you got to understand, your lot in life is not to wind up in an 8-foot casket, an 8-foot prison cell, and to keep the stock prices up. That's basically what's going on. These demonic democratic cities and these leaders of the past that have dark skin, they don't care about you. I do. So ladies and gentlemen, if I was in prison, I'd be saying I need sunshine as part of my rehabilitation, part of my reform. I mean, they get UVB lights for like a lizard, in a cage. You could go to a store, a pet store. So ladies and gentlemen, vitamin D is crucial. And, you don't see, I feel for you, you don't see 10,000 Mexicans killing each other every year. They're out in the sun. White people out in the sun. It's very important. This is the truth. So it's very important for you black folks. Now, so we'll end by saying your lot in life is not an 8-foot prison cell, 8-foot casket to keep the stock prices up. Where's the next Jesse Owens? The next Jesse Owens, the next Hank Aaron, Ken Griffey, Bobby Bonds, Tommy Agee, Don Clendenin. I can go on and on and on. So ladies and gentlemen, so get out in the sunshine and see the light. Make changes in how you feel. Your brain has receptors for vitamin D. Very, very important. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, only two defining forces ever offered to die for you. Jesus Christ and the American soldier. One died for your soul, the other for your freedom. I love yous. And I'll see you next week. And you guys take care. And bye.